Reverend Irvin, I'm so happy to say hello to you and greet you in the name of Christ and express to you once again how grateful we are that we can come and visit you and share with you this service of worship. The hymns or parts of the hymns, the message, the scripture reading, and certain other portions. We're very happy for the advent of cooler weather and the entry into the wondrous and beautiful season of autumn. We'll be looking forward to the glorious countryside as the trees begin to break forth with their great and magnificent color. And as beautiful as that is, it doesn't compare with the beauty which God has put into each person, because he cares more for persons than he does for trees or grass or toads or worms or birds. That's a wonderful thought, to know that God cares so much. You know, sometimes he doesn't seem to mind, doesn't seem to be present. But perhaps that's our own lack of awareness and alertness. So we pray that this week you'll be able to sense and feel the presence of God, God who cares and loves. And in that love, may you have peace and joy. You have.
Now I want to have our boys and girls come for a moment, if they will, please. Wow. That was quick. My place is gone. That's good. Don't let these ones with the robes on frighten you. Come right on down, everyone. Didn't they sing well, though, for us this morning? You don't think so? Well, I bet the adults do, anyway. Well, good. Nice to see all of you. You know, when I was a kid, your age, we used to have favorite names for other people. Some of them weren't very nice. We used to call some of our friends who maybe made us a little unhappy a yo-yo or a dope or something like that. What do you call your friends who make you unhappy now? Do you have special names for them? Like dummy? Or something, huh?
No.
No? Okay. Well, aren't children the same as they used to be?
No.
Did you ever call anybody else a name that wasn't really his? Yeah, I thought some of you had. Some of you are perfect up here, but some of you have called people names. Have you ever had anyone say something unkind or untrue about you or call you a name? How'd you feel? Well, that's about the way we feel, isn't it? Kind of speechless. Perhaps like this. Like, not like that, because that cup is pretty good. But if you take it and crush it, that's somewhat the way you feel when someone calls you a bad name, isn't it? Kind of crushed. It kind of hurts. Maybe you feel a little broken. And it did break too, didn't it? I was just thinking about this morning, or the other day, and I thought maybe if you felt crushed or hurt when somebody else called you a name or said something that wasn't quite true or something bad about you, then maybe you ought to think twice or several times before you call somebody else a name or say something bad about them or untrue about them. Remember the crushed cup. That's the way people feel when something like that happens. Now, you're not going to call people names anymore, are you? Are you? Thank you for coming. Almighty God, who has the power to redeem and to curse, who is more willing, however, to forgive than to crush, we present ourselves in this act of adoration and praise and humility. You have been a God who guides us, one who has comforted one who challenges us. So we come seeking consolation for spirits which are distraught, direction for our lives which are confused by the voices around us, and challenge to live productively for you. Forgive us, gracious God, for placing our faith in idols, whatever they might be. We have trusted too much in our own devices, and then have turned sadly to you when they have gone astray and caused pain and disillusionment. Teach us to depend on you and give us confidence for the future. We dare not approach you, our Father, unless we offer you the best that we are and the best that we have. Show us some new way of serving you. No, really, there's no need to do that because we already know many ways in which we're not serving you. And adding more would only confuse us. Give us eyes to see the great issues placed before us. The call to personal integrity, the need for peace, the imperative of brotherhood, these and many more are ever before us. Give us hearts to care and the will to desire and the strength to do. But Lord, deal with us in specifics. Lay your hand upon some of us today to do and obey something specific. Call some into a firmer relationship to you. Call some in to a firm dedication to you in the face of all the other claims placed upon their lives. Speak to some parents today, here today, in regard to their children. Help us today to not only know and believe the nice things about you, but imprint upon our souls the demands which you place upon us as well. Send your gracious love to us and upon all who with us stand in need. We pray for our president, our Congress, our governor, our county and city officials. We thank you for their willingness to risk the duty of public servanthood. Grant them vision and courage. We pray for the leaders of our church, our bishop, the superintendents, the pastors, and the chosen lay leadership of each congregation. Grant to them vision and courage. We pray also for our members and their friends who have special needs. Grant unto them the healing, the comfort, the strength they need. Give us the privilege of being instruments which you use in doing the things which we pray about. Listen now, Lord, to the innermost thoughts of our hearts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.